Hello, Barbara. Thank you for agreeing to talk to us at the Beacon Centre. Can you tell me about your life before you got involved with the Beacon Centre?
My life before the Beacon Centre was actually terrible. Mm. I was suffering from depression and I have tendencies of trying to kill myself. So I was seeing a psychiatrist for 18 months. And then she advised me that I needed some stronger help. And then I actually did try to commit suicide. And she helped me. She was the only one that's ever given me the help I really needed. She's absolutely fantastic.
And how did she give you that help?
She advised me that I needed to come to some sort of a centre to get support. Mm. And she introduced me to the Dudley Mind, and I met with Nagina, and Nagina introduced me to Jackie, and I had an interview with Jackie on the Monday.
That's Jackie from the Beacon Centre.
It is, yes, yeah. Jackie. Yeah. And I had the interview, and I came in on the Monday as a service user, and then I'd been coming a few days, and my psychiatrist rang Jackie and asked if I could do another day. And Jackie said I could do every day if I wanted to. So then Jackie came to me with a proposition and asked me if I'd like to become a volunteer. And I agreed, and I love every minute of it.
Would you like to share a little bit more about your role as a volunteer with the Beacon Centre, what that involves?
Oh, it's fantastic. I'd advise anyone to do it. Because you come in, you meet different people, different sight losses, and you can help them. They rely on you to help them. And they absolutely love it with your crafts, clay work, salt dough. Then they're making some wonderful things. And they're really friendly people.
And how do you help them?
I help them with crafts and making cards, which they're doing today. And we do salt dough. We've done salt dough for the board in the corridor for a seaside scene, and they've absolutely loved it.
So if you were to describe to someone who's never been to the Beacon Centre and perhaps might be thinking of getting involved, either as a volunteer or someone to use the facilities, would you like to describe what a day at the Beacon Centre could be like for them coming in?
The Beacon Centre, we actually had a gentleman join last week and he loved it, and he says he's coming again. He says because the atmosphere is really friendly, the staff are friendly, they're very helpful. For anyone that wants to join, do it.
And that's both as a service user and, yeah, and as a volunteer. And
yes,
from the point of view as a volunteer, which of course you are, a valued volunteer, what would you say to somebody to encourage them to come to volunteer for the Beacon Centre?
Oh, do it. Please do it. It saved my life. I'm here today because of volunteering and because of Beacon. I wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for Beacon.
And, I mean, it's fantastic to hear it's such a positive experience for you, Barbara.
It is.
This might be a difficult question, but if I was to ask you for one thing that you most enjoy about the Beacon Centre, could you put your finger on it?
Yeah. It's the craft and the stuff.
That's two things, Barbara, yeah, but I'm fine. I'm okay with two. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Okay.